Maybe, does anyone know what red means on Audacity?
Red is when Theo goes, "Wah!" Hello and welcome to this, the 15th episode of the Poorly Informed Podcast. And this is one of the episodes which I get to host. I don't get to host many. I think that people are jealous of my co-casters are jealous of my natural hosting ability. So I get to host the special stupid ones without much of a formula, I say. This is no different. This is a stupid episode. This is an episode to rival all other episodes. The most bloodthirsty episode we have ever done. This is the World Leader Battle Royale. In this scenario, each of us have chosen four world leaders who we believe have the ruthlessness, the physical capacity, the mental ability, the wit, the intelligence to take out their opponents. 16 current world leaders will be dropped on a remote island in the middle of the ocean. One world leader will get out. Who will that be? That's for us to find out. That's for us to discuss. So, do we just go straight in?
We've chosen, so four of the most obvious candidates. So Putin, well, for us obvious. So Putin, Trudeau, Bolsonaro, the Brazilian president, and King Abdullah of Jordan, who all have military training or all visibly fit. Have been split up between us, so there's no obvious clashes.
And the system will be, Theo, our glamorous assistant, will draw a location from the map. Leaders will be drawn from a hat and they will battle to the death or whatever. Whatever we decide happens.
The Poorly Informed Podcast
is also
where even we don't know what we're
poorly
doing.
Structured.
So I've designed a map. It's got a range of geographical features, so I'll explain each one. When I draw them, as Peter said, it's a 1v1 up until a 4-way final.
Whatever. Cool. Let's go.
Who's drawing first?
I'll draw first. Okay, so for everyone at home, I'm drawing the names out of the hat of the leaders that will be fighting in the first round. And the first two leaders are... I'll ask for a drum roll, but this will get old very quick. So Theresa May is coming out early. She's right into the first round, eager and ready to go, unlike real life, but there we go.
Is she dancing?
Oh, yeah, she's dancing right out into the...
right out of the helicopter.
Absolutely, and the next one is Trudeau. So we've got a battle of the heavyweights here in terms
Anglophone.
Of...
Anglophone.
Yeah.
The location is... So I labelled their section of the map. It's a number one. A rocky archipelago of windswept rocks and islands. Very dangerous if you're simply able to push your opponent off the cliff face. There aren't many weapons here. A lot of it's going to require brute strength and being able to find something that you can sail around on.
Okay, well, Trudeau belongs to me, so I'd like to make my opening statement. In my corner of the ring, Trudeau is a reasonably young man. Mrs. May is an old woman.
I had hoped we wouldn't come up against Trudeau, but Theresa May has survived 12 Commons defeats in less than a year. She has survived a vote of no confidence in her own party. Her opposition won't muster a vote of no confidence against her because they know it will lose. The world has been thrown at her and she is still standing. Trudeau can do what he wants. He can run, he can box, he can kick her down and she will get back up and slap him around the face in leopard print shoes.
Theo, I don't think you understand how
physical combat works.
No. We said we could do silly entries. This isn't a silly entry. I'm deadly serious, okay? You could kill her and she just ride straight back out of the ground.
I'm fairly sure she is already a zombie.
So this entire argument is premised on the fact she is one of the undead.
Yes.
Is that okay?
I mean she's not.
She does look a bit like Emperor Palpatine there.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe she is Emperor Palpatine.
Let's say Trudeau in 2012, he has experience fighting other politicians. In 2012 he entered a charity boxing match against a conservative politician in Canada. He faced stiff... The bookies were against him. He took him down. 3 rounds in. Bam. Knockout. Easy win for Trudeau. His form, his strength, unmatched among many world leaders.
But in that time, he's since served most of a term as Prime Minister of Canada, during which he's probably become a little bit sedentary and lazy. Theresa May, on the other hand, gets no sleep at night because she's up worrying about the opposition and Brexit. So effectively, she's able to fight on no energy. She's running on fumes and she will still beat Trudeau. She is a normal woman the other side of the apocalypse. She will endure anything.
Trudeau has 5 inches on Theresa May.
Theresa May will just push him off a cliff.
But now I think it's more the argument is Trudeau obviously has the strength and the height advantage. However, Theresa May can just keep going. So can that
Trudeau will just get tired and the wind will knock him off a cliff into the sea.
Yeah, but Theresa May might be knocked off a cliff by the wind anyway.
No, Theresa May has spent the entire time hanging by her fingernails yeah. off the edge of this cliff. Won't do That's anything
Trudeau
else.
Trudeau will hit won't. Her, miss, and then fall off himself.
She'll never fall. That's true.
She can never fall.
She's effectively unkillable.
She's unkillable, but she's definitely the weaker one.
Yeah, she's not going to win. Like, she's not doing well.
She's not going to lose either.
Technically, she's not going to lose, but...
Well, technically, she's not going to lose means she's not going to lose.
The reason she won't lose would be because of some stupid referee decision, not because she actually should have won.
There are no referees. It's the Hunger Games.
We're the referees.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually. Oh, no, but Trudeau will overestimate. He'll go in all cocky and swagger, like... he did as Canadian Prime Minister, hit trouble in the form of Theresa May. He'll miss, he'll make an error, which he's shown very capable of doing, and he'll die.
Let's see, Max and Will, you're the impartial...
Oh, we're the impartial ones. I am leaning Trudeau on this one.
Same, because definitely.
I think Theresa May will get pushed off the cliff and just end up treading water for the rest of eternity. Like,
yeah, that, exactly. She
which I
jam.
Think counts as a loss.
Fine, I'm not too upset about that one. All right, okay. So Trudeau moves on to the... second round, the
Whatever
quarterfinals.
We do then, yes.
Yes. Okay.
So this is the discard pile here, and this is the staying pile.
So what we're saying, Trudeau, one punch, bam, his right hook, knocks Theresa May off a cliff, and now she lies still, not dead. All of us above the water is her pointy nose. She's like just floating below the water.
But yeah, someone's got to win, and I guess fair enough, Trudeau has to.
Okay, so the next two leaders out of the hat are. Abdullah, Okay, not the 11th. Of Jordan. And Netanyahu. So, this is a Middle East face-off right here.
And the location is a vast forest range running down the eastern edge of the map. Dense forest, quite a few wild animals roaming around there ready to eat human flesh. Quite a lot of visible weapons in the form of sticks, shelter, in the form of dens. It's a very nice... area to be fighting on if you can make it work for you.
Okay, so neither of these people exactly have a home field advantage in a forest, but I'm gonna shoot my shot. After the second, right, he was in the British Army and he was also in the Jordanian Army. He was then head of the Jordanian Special Forces from 1994, so he has military experience.
Max, how old is he?
How old is he?
Because this could prove important. Because Netanyahu, if I remember correctly, is a balding 69-year-old with a paunch.
He is a 69-year-old.
Well, he does have a pretty fly haircut, to be fair. He is 56 years old.
Yeah, Netanyahu may be the older one. With age,
maybe the fatter one. Maybe the bolder one. He may have no military experience.
No military experience.
No, like, he has got military experience.
That was a leading question. Well, I think you cut him off his...
Oh, sorry, did
incredible
I?
Incredible military experience. Netanyahu has fought wars against Jordan, not like because he was in charge, not because of nepotism, because his dad was the king. He led commando raids, which are still declassified to this day. He was in charge of special forces units in wars quite a long time ago.
When?
Yom Kippur was...
1967? 67. Oh, sorry,
76.
No, it was 67 to 73. That's when he served.
He took a bullet to his shoulder.
So not the Yom Kippur.
He took a bullet to his shoulder, went to university, came back for the next war, where he led a military raid by commandos, which is still declassified because it's so secret.
Classified.
Not declassified.
Still classified. He's tall. How your dude? He sounds short. Netanyahu, tower of a man.
You're in the forest, so shortness could be useful for a quick manoeuvre.
And
so,
also, special forces experience of camouflage.
Yeah. Netanyahu, very good in desert warfare, but Jordan served, Abdullah served in the British military.
He did.
So, a bit more varied geographical training.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and wait, who's got the height advantage in this situation?
Netanyahu's
not quite sure.
I haven't
found the heights yet. What's that in freedom units?
6 foot-ish.
Okay,
Google.
I only just got the joke.
Okay, I don't know how tall he is, but I reckon probably around the same. Let's say there's not...
That's 6 foot.
5 foot 11. 5 foot 11.6.
It's basically a dwarf, that is. So probably the height's probably similar. What's all this, everyone looking at me when I say...
You said basically a dwarf. You are much shorter than 5'11".
It's fine. Okay, well, I think that Prince Abdul, King Abdullah, he just has the military experience and the age
the
physical.
Did he serve in any military wars? Because there's no doubt when Netanyahu fought battles against people with bullets being shot
at him. Yeah, but he doesn't have a gun this time. They just got sticks.
Okay, so he served in West Germany. He served in Britain. And
so
then,
didn't see any combat, is what you're
and
saying.
Then as head of the Joint Special Operations Command in Jordan. So as head of the special forces. So maybe he may not have seen any practical combat, but the years of experience he has... So since 1980, he's had, so he's at, 40 years experience military now?
Well, what do you think? I'm leaning towards Abdullah quite heavily.
Netanyahu's the weight advantage. One punch, one haymaker.
No.
He jots King Abdullah.
No.
I feel like because of the environment, it leans more towards Abdullah. Simply
yeah.
because if you can climb a tree or hide or camouflage
Shoot.
Yourself in a bush, you have a big advantage.
Netanyahu... I don't feel he's capable of doing it. I can't see him in military fatigue. I only ever see him in a slightly tight suit.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine him
he
trying to...
He doesn't look
Commander
quick.
Crawl anywhere.
He doesn't, he doesn't look anything other than good at office work.
In his prime, though, he could have taken anyone here.
Is he in his prime? No. Is Abdullah nearer his prime? Yes.
Yes.
Are we going with Abdullah?
I think we go with Abdullah.
Abdullah moves to the next round.
We're what? Saying what happens, King Abdullah climbs a tree, Netanyahu can't follow, he's too slow, gets dropped on from above, and just he's knocked down, he can't get up because he's all fat and tall.
Yeah, and Netanyahu is out of the game.
Gone.
Who's drawing
next? Okay. Right, going for the next two entries in this battle royale. These are Assad, the Syrian president.
I considered him to be fair.
Yep, that's
against
that
Bolsonaro, the Brazilian.
That is mine. So Theo, Bolsonaro, and Max is Assad. I'm going to choose location at random. 12, which is, so south of the mountain range, a lot of rivers and streams converge to make a series of swampy, marshy lakes. Got to be careful of your footing. A wrong step could see you swallowed up by the quagmire to die. So, Captain Jair Bolsonaro, formerly of the Brazilian army, against a dictator, Assad.
Who was also part of the army.
Wasn't he an eye surgeon?
He was, but before that he was in the Syrian army. As a medic, mind you, but he was still in the army, so still would have had to have gone through military training. I definitely didn't look for the Wikipedia page on leaders who have had military service.
Jair Bolsonaro is a captain in the Brazilian army. He's only in his 50s. Assad's a beanpole who survived the Syrian civil war because of Putin.
Okay, I'll admit, physically, he may not have the strength to compete against him. However, the medical training that he has, I mean, his specialty may be being an eye surgeon, or it began with O, so I think it's eyes, or whatever it is, his experience in that doesn't mean that he doesn't have any other medical experience. So he has the long-term survival. So what is it you say is near a stream?
No, marshes.
Marshes.
This is like dead marshes, Lord of the Rings sort of thing.
You know what happens in marshes? You get poisoned, okay? In every game, you know, every game ever, the poison
things live in the marsh.
Therefore...
Bolsonaro clearly has a physical advantage. And in this case, all you need is a physical advantage to drown him underwater, okay? He gets hold of Assad, throws him under a lake, holds him there. Assad is a goner.
Okay, if I give you a situation, right? So you're walking through a swamp, right? And you fall, and oh no, it's 1.88 meters tall with water they both fall into. They're fighting. Who stays alive? Assad is 1 centimeter taller, so he can still breathe.
Got
that is quite a precise unit of... No, you've got to see the obviously... Bolsonaro, a serving army captain against a guy who went through army because his dad told him to. Do you see what I mean? Assad has no military or combat capability whatsoever. Bolsonaro would win.
I think he has less. He definitely has less.
Okay.
I'll give you that. But I still think this medical training, although we're doing one-on-ones rather than long-term survival, which I think does definitely put him at a disadvantage. However, in this marsh, being a doctor, he clearly knows plants which are poisonous as a herb, you know, herbs, medicine. He knows everything that's poisonous, so he can poison his weapon. I mean, he doesn't have
that. Assad is a psychopath.
Yeah,
right.
He is insane.
How about you vote?
I think this goes to Bolsonaro simply because having 20/20 eyesight doesn't help you if you're being drowned.
I also think that Max is just bad arguing this. So we give it to Bolsonaro, yeah.
Bolsonaro goes to the next round.
Okay. The next two candidates are being picked. These are... Okay, I can't even begin to say that.
Is that the Mongolian guy?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Kaltimarjin Baltolga. Baltolga?
Yes.
President of Mongolia.
Against Mohammed bin Salman, who is effectively the leader of
Saudi Arabia. I consider Mohammed bin Salman. Right, the location is... That's a fort. Okay, so they've wandered into a local urban area. Lots of shops, many of which will be stocked with food. Quite a lot of capabilities to find weapons as well. You've got a few small port with fishing boats in. Quite a lot of capability and potential for this fight to go down.
May I ask if we have a doctor's office here?
It's a town, I assume they'll have a clinician.
So,
clinic.
Therefore, a doctor's office, they'll need to perform medical procedures, right? So they'll probably have a bone saw lying around somewhere. And we all know what bone saws can do to people if you pin them down and get into an accidental fist fight and cut them up. So therefore, I think it's an easy win. We'll get into a fist fight in a shop and the bone saw will slice you in.
I mean, this guy is...
Yeah, I think that's think you've had enough here,
mate. Yeah, I mean, this guy's a world martial arts champion, but he's not going to do anything against a bone saw. You're right. No, Mohammed bin Salman must win.
Well, that's easy.
Oh, he's actually conceded.
Would you not concede?
We know the Saudi Arabians love their bone saws.
It's worth having a stupid one.
Max, if you want to challenge this, feel free to go to the embassy.
Right. It's worth having a stupid one, I guess. Might as well.
Okay, so we're going for the next... well, we're still in the same round, but this is the next two people. Okay.
Round one.
I can never say his name, but Rodrigo Duarte?
Yep, Duarte. Yeah, I can pronounce it either. I'm not going to try it.
There you go.
Last name.
Versus Putin. This is the battle of the dictators.
Okay, so...
Well, I feel this is going to go very well for me.
Number nine is... You've wandered out the forest looking for some cover and you realise you have come on a sandy beach. Sea, as far as the eye can observe, nice waves lapping against the shore, and suddenly you realise you're not alone on this beach.
Just Putin just sneaks up behind me. Well, I'm going to start again because I don't actually know who I'm against this time. Who is it? Is it you, Will?
Putin. Yes, me.
Or is it? Okay, so yes, I'm against Will. Right. So, Duterte, whichever way that one is. Okay, he doesn't have military experience because I had to move away from that. So he hasn't been in the army. However, he did say he shot someone. Wow.
So did Oscar Pistorius.
But is this part of the rounding up possible drug users and just sort of executing them?
No, in law school, someone called him names, so he shot him.
Fatally?
No, he said he survived. So he refuses to answer any more questions about it. But I think he's got the mental capacity. Because a lot of things we've forgotten. You know, Theresa May versus Trudeau. Could Trudeau kill an old lady? I like the mental thing. I don't know. But Duterte, Philippines man. He definitely has the mental... He's got that killing edge. So, because he wants to kill everyone, basically. Priests, drug dealers, anyone. So I think that through sheer willpower alone, he could kill Putin.
We are talking about Putin here. This man was part of the KGB.
It's a weak point, I'll admit.
The KGB are rather famous for doing horrendous things to people they want to interrogate, let's say. I think Putin will have no problems.
But wasn't he a desk... Like, Will, you're over... Wasn't he a desk, Johnny? So his main strength is being very good at German.
Have you seen that picture of him riding a bear?
Yes.
But no, it's a horse.
It's a bear.
He's riding a bear?
There's a Photoshop version of him running a bear.
Oh, okay.
I actually didn't realise it was Photoshop.
No, do you think he was actually running a bear?
Max, you know you picked the only person who was shorter than Putin as your choice.
I think Putin's really... He probably has some basic field combat experience or training, but that, I mean, this is 30 years ago, over 30 years ago.
Think of the number of people that have disappeared in Russia recently, or... been suicide to the back of the head twice. Somebody who's cold-blooded enough to order that does have the mental game in order to do what is necessary to not be killed on a beach.
The cemeteries are Novi chock full of bodies.
How long did that take you to think of?
Since you said Putin.
I think it's obvious, isn't it, Peter?
Duarte. Yeah. No, what?
Putin. Oh. Yeah, Putin.
Putin, yeah.
I'll admit, that's...
Right.
Where's Putin?
Putin is over here.
Yeah, this is the winning path.
All right, so we've only got our last few left now.
Max, if you draw next round.
So we have, in the this next round, Khan, who is...
Leader of Pakistan, Imran Khan.
What a stupid choice.
Yeah, against Rumen Radev, who is the president of Bulgaria.
Right, the location is... Ooh, we're getting a new location each time. Ah, no. Well, you're back into the forest. This time it's the lower forest, which is less dense, less wild animals, a lot more freedom to move around. But an ancient civilization has left quite a few usable weapons around here, such as spears, clubs, and the like. So make of that what you will.
Well, I'd like to go first. Imran Khan, physically the most fit of any world leader in this list, without doubt. He played at the top level of international cricket for 20 years.
Yeah, but cricket's not that exerting.
You don't have to be that.
No, you have to be fit to be a batter. You have to be fast to play cricket. His reaction speeds are better than anyone else's hit. You can't deny his reaction speeds will be quicker.
Okay.
Well, you can't deny his arm speeds will be quicker.
No.
From my Google image search of him, I think I misspelled it because he's a woman, according to this.
If you put Imran Khan.
Oh, right, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I may not have to agree that his reactions are quicker because Rumen Radev was a fighter pilot for many years. He's got many, many years of military experience in many planes from mixed...
Where did you say he was president of?
Bulgaria. Okay. Bulgaria, that one.
How many there are less top-flight international cricketers for two decades than fighter pilots? Yeah, being a top-level international cricketer is harder than being a fighter pilot.
That's just because there's less opportunity to do it. Like the bottleneck
is
smaller.
More people play cricket.
More people probably fighter pilots than international cricketers.
Yeah, because it's harder to be an international cricketer.
No, just because...
Because only the best are.
No, because more people can be fighter pilots. Yeah, like the cricketers, you can only have so many in a squad.
What I'm saying, like, how I see this going down... Usable weapons. Imran Khan, he walks in. He picks up a bat. He finds a bat. Imran Khan...
Well, no.
How would you know these usable weapons?
A club-like bat.
Hmm? But the only way he can use it is by standing side-on and swiping at their shin, because it doesn't work.
I'm sure he can use a bat another way than just swiping at his shin.
But that's where his advantage is.
He can swing at his head very quickly.
How old's your guy?
My guy is 55. He is 55, so he's...
Imran Khan's old?
66, he's very tall though.
Yeah, but he had been out of international cricket for quite a long time.
And also, this guy was in the military until 2017, so...
Max, this is hard.
It is, because although he...
How tall is he, yours?
Can't find it.
Yeah, because although Will's person was in the military quite recently, he was only a fighter pilot. So how much hand-to-hand combat experience does he really have?
Well, it comes down to like in the geographical location. So who would have the advantage in the forest?
I'd say the forests aren't the sky. If they're up in the air,
really?
I'd give the advantage to the fighter
pilot. Well noted.
But if you know how fit fighter pilots have to be.
He wasn't a fighter pilot last year, was he?
He was a fighter pilot for many years. And you're still in the military, you have that regime, you have that structure, you have to be a reasonably fit individual.
I think I'm going to have to go with Peter. Just because...
I am leaning towards Will.
Ooh.
Did anyone have a coin?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Paper, scissors. Right,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah, okay. I'll...
This is great for a podcast, isn't it? Rock, paper, scissors.
So you both say what we do.
Okay. Wait, so we're saying what we're doing?
Yeah.
No, when you do it, not before you do it.
No, yeah, I got that. Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
Scissors.
Yeah, you lost. So, Imran Khan and your guy, President of Bulgaria, battled each other until they played a game of rock, paper, scissors. Imran Khan lost and so submitted to execution by fighter pilot.
I'm not happy with that.
Put him in the discard pile.
Not happy.
R.I.P. Okay.
Okay.
So on to the second to last in this round, we have Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary.
Pipple.
Against King Wangchuck. Is that what I'm saying? Wangchuck.
His full name is King Jigme Khesha Namgyel Wangchuck.
I might have to submit just because that name is so
of
fantastic.
Of where?
Of Bhutan. He is the Dragon King. That's his official title is...
Okay.
The Dragon King.
The Dragon King has ascended from heaven to the northern plains of the island.
Descended.
Descended. I said
ascended.
Pretty sure
he's from hell. I don't know.
He had descended from heaven to the northern plains of the island. Open spaces, grasslands, a few hills. You've got an urban town in the distance, but you remain on the plains. Not many weapons. Again, it's going to come down to who can simply kill. There's no natural accidents here. It is going to come down to who can simply kill or trap the other person.
Well, I would like to start off by saying there really isn't all that much going for Viktor Orbán. He went to Oxford, so he's very good at political sciencing people to death, but I suspect that more involves backroom coups.
Why did you choose Viktor Orbán?
Because I'd run out of people that I could think of, and I thought he sounded scary.
He does look scary.
If you look at a picture of Viktor Orbán, think he's killed some people in his
look
time.
Look at a picture on this podcast. Describe to us what he
looks like. It's like those children's TV shows, you know, where it's like, you go along at home.
His face looks, you could see him as a murderer. He has this quite a small features, you know. He's got quite a big face. There's a little bit of fat in there, but you know, he looks like a KGB officer. He looks like Putin, but not like Putin. He looks like a KGB.
He looks like he could Eastern grump European. You to death.
Yes.
I mean, how old is he? He's fairly young, isn't he?
Yeah, he's only 55. He's not looking great for his age.
That's true. He does. He looks like he's a heavy smoker.
Yeah, he's probably one of those people, you know, he's been smokes a lot, drinks a lot, but could absolutely flatten you just because he's very heavy. I'm going to go with that.
He is going against a 38-year-old Dragon King. Let me stress again, his name is The Dragon, as in Big Flappy Fire Lizard King.
But what, does he have any other talents apart from a cool name?
The Lightning Lord.
Okay, well, I found this article. It's an Express article, so... Do that as you will.
She's like, EU civil war, I must fight him! Hungary's Orbán issues shock warning to Macron.
So he seems like a pretty violent guy who says he would fight another world leader. So he's got that mental capacity. I reckon
he's shorter, Viktor Orbán, older, probably in less good physical shape.
But has the Dragon King won 2 successive democratic elections? Which is a very hard thing to do.
He hasn't won any democratic elections because he's like the monarch. With absolute
Well, he
authority.
Won one democratic election.
What, being born?
No, like 5 years ago.
Did he?
Yeah. How do you think he became Prime Minister, President of Hungary?
No, I was talking about my dude.
Yeah, I'm talking about Orbán.
I win elections. I'm going to election you to death.
Okay, I'll just...
I honestly don't
There's
think
There's a
I
dragon on the flag of Bhutan.
Okay, I'm going to have to concede the cooler flag.
No, 1 second. I'm just going to have to Google him. What's he called? Just...
It's not a serious contest. Orbán obviously wins. But no, sheer mentality to win an election. He'll just wait him out. He'll stage like a coup with 5 pieces of grass that will kill him.
A tall 38-year-old will be a 50-something-year-old most days of the week.
Yeah, I reckon...
Especially one who looks as cute. King Wanchuk is an attractive man.
You could say they could chuck him somewhere.
If you Google, we've described Viktor Orbán. King Wanchuk is like a cute Bhutani person.
Alright, Max, are we going for King Wanchuk?
Yeah, I'm going for Wanchuk.
Alright.
Dragon King.
Dragon King wins, but I'm not sure he's going to make it to the final at this rate.
That is not the winner's pile.
No, it's not. Subconscious. Okay.
Okay, the last two in the first round. The Queen, repping the UK, and all of the... various other things that the Queen rules as head of state for. And somebody who, again, I cannot pronounce.
That's me.
Oh, this is the one we were having a crisis about earlier.
Yeah.
So, Max had got Desi Bottom of something.
Of Suriname, was it?
Who is the...
Tsunami. Not Tsunami.
And what's he leader of? You don't know?
No, I did know.
Okay, I, Theo, have got the Queen, who, as you may or may not know, is head of state for Canada, UK, Australia, quite a few other various places around the world. And they will be fighting on... They're going to be going back to the swamplands, where Bolsonaro has recently strangled Assad to death. And they're going to meet... So you've got this frail 90-something-year-old against...
against someone who did a military coup in Suriname. Suriname?
And who is how old?
73, actually, so...
Right, let me guide you through my thinking. The Queen, right, not much to look at, I'll be honest. You're getting on a bit, Liz, but that's fine. You're decent.
Yeah. She is also one of the undead, though, because it is after January 5th. Yes, she's
A, immortal, and B, unkillable. This man, he may have done a coup, but is he going to be wandering around the swampland and think, ah yes, a 90-something-year-old, I shall viciously strangle her to death?
I mean, he does have multiple... he's still got a warrant out for his arrest for being a cocaine smuggler.
Yes, but the Queen will just disapprovingly tut him to death.
Potentially. However, he did take part in multiple... Well, I think he took part in one massacre and was responsible for another one.
Yes, but again, the Queen has met Donald Trump. You know, she's very good at hosting anyone. She'll lure him in, she'll have whipped up a tea party out of nowhere, lure him in, and then slip some, like, natural poison into his tea and kill him.
Potentially.
It's a clear... But you've got to see it happening.
The Queen is very good with the sword.
Yes.
She hasn't beheaded a single knight.
And we've seen... we've seen that photo of her with the SA-80... rifle, yeah. Which the British Army used, very capable.
She was in the army, wasn't she? She's in World War II.
She was in the engineers, I think.
Engineers.
Yeah, she drove a truck.
Also, I'd like to say that according to Google, Suriname is attempting to join the Commonwealth, which is basically your leaders attempting to become subservient. So
you can't murder the Queen, because if you do, you won't join the Commonwealth.
I suppose I might have to concede.
I think the eyes have it. The Queen wins in the final bout of round... One. So.
I think for the next round, for the second round, we should do 4v4.
Yeah.
And two winners, two go on to the
first. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. So, we're moving them back into the hat. Peter, resume your narrative.
Okay, so, the Queen, after whatever, tell us your person quickly. After.
After Desi.
Surname. After Desi surname of Suriname realised he couldn't take down the beloved Queen of England. He let her corgi him to death or something. And so 8 fighters left. And Theresa May sort of floating about in the lake, I guess.
But still. She didn't count.
She doesn't count. 8 real contenders left. 8 people who know they're within spitting distance of escaping.
And each other.
The walls are closing in, metaphorically.
Not literally.
Not literally. We don't have that. It's not a real battle way out.
It wasn't in the budget.
Not in the budget, yeah.
Okay, so... And We've drawn the first four
fighters.
Peter?
We have Mohammed bin Salman, de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia. We have King Wanchuk. It's turning into quite a royal rumble here. We have Bolsonaro.
Yeah, Bolsonaro.
And then you have Abdullah II of Jordan.
Oh, we've all got one in the fight. Was that deliberate?
That was completely by accident, but worked perfectly.
Right.
3 monarchs.
That's no idea how this is going to play out. So,
I'm trying to make a pun. Battle Royale.
No, we've already done that pun at the start.
Not yet in the podcast.
Oh, that's true. Right, so, this is quite a good location. So, roaming around, so Jair Bolsonaro, they've all fled from their respective battles, moving inland to the centre of the island, coming across the Great Mountain Range. But not just a mountain range, within this mountain range are cave systems and tunnels stretching for miles and miles and miles. This fight is going to take place underground as well as above ground. There's plenty of potential for beheadings, stabbings, and smashing faces against the rock. So, who's going to win this round? Bolsonaro, I think.
No, it's clearly Abdullah.
Abdullah's not going to win. I mean, Abdullah, yeah, I admit, Abdullah is a good contestant.
Military service, special forces, what are caves? They are dark, they are sneaky. He can use the caves to, with his special forces knowledge and tactics that he has to...
Bolsonaro's tough. He endured a stabbing. He was stabbed and went on to become president of Brazil. Anything you throw at him now, these caves are not going to scare him.
The location of this battle clearly favours King Wanchuk, who is in charge of Bhutan. Bhutan is a nation in the Himalayas, the nation with the highest average elevation. He is used to these. The mountains are his bread and butter. He knows them. He is one with them.
Will's got quite an old facial expression right now, which reflects
the Dragon King.
Will knows it. He's, having listened to Peter talk about mountains, he knows that Mohammed bin Salman has got literally nothing going on.
There's no bone saws in the mountains, so we're off to quite a difficult start. And we can't also imprison everyone in luxury 5-star apartments while taking all their money. So, yeah, there's not much going for Mohammed bin Salman, but I would say he is a ruthless killer and, you know, he engineered a coup on his own father, essentially.
What I see happening is Abdullah teaming up with someone else.
Yeah.
Probably Abdullah with King of Jordan, right?
To kill Wanchuk.
Exactly.
Because they're both Arab kings.
Yeah, I see that, to kill Wanchuk, and then bin Salman will try and kill... So I think Wanchuk's dead. Let's be honest.
Why are they going straight for Wanchuk?
Because Bolsonaro is too clever for that. Yeah, he's not going to go near anyone else.
King Wanchuk is a really nice guy. You'll probably trust them.
Yeah, but...
He does like seeing other monarchs, so...
They'd have a little monarch meetup during which Wanchuk would mysteriously get stabbed to death.
Yeah.
And then probably after that, Mohammed bin Salman would try and take on.
But Abdullah's too tough for that.
He's too tough. He's got the military experience, I think, to overpower. Yeah,
he knows.
I think he'll just get a rock. Like bin Salman will try and get a rock and smash it against Abdullah's head. And Abdullah will just take him down with some jiu-jitsu SAS.
Yeah, I can see
and dump him in an underground lake.
Abdullah knows he's going to be turned on. So we're saying that Wanchuk's
and two people progress to the final, which means Bolsonaro, who's just camped out this fight, goes with Abdullah into the grand final.
I can see that.
Clever strategy. So Bolsonaro and Abdullah presently in the mountain range, and we are going to the second semi-final. The Queen is one of them for me, Theo.
Putin is also part of the second semi-final.
Is that Will?
That is me.
Trudeau.
And, I've got two. Okay, Max, do you want to take on...
No, you have two.
Am I fighting
you have
two
to defend
then?
Two. Okay. Right, Peter, what's... Okay, I need to draw a place. Okay. Oh, goodness me. No, it's not what I thought it was, sorry. Okay, so, the Queen coming... I forgot where they all were. So, effectively, they've all conglomerated in the north of the island. Again, roaming out to the coast, looking for supplies... They've hit upon one of the nicest luxury beaches in this island. Great real estate, just like North Korea's beaches, as described by President Trump. And so they all run into each other. The Queen, Trudeau, Putin, and...
Radev.
And the President of Bulgaria, whose name we can't pronounce. Peter, set the scene.
Well, the scene is a beach. Visibility is really clear. People can see each other from a long way. They know a confrontation is coming. You can't hide here. There's no camping out like Bolsonaro waiting for a proud and noble Dragon King to be killed. This is just a rumble. There's not going to be much time for talk. It's just going to be action. There's just going to be blood spraying on the sand as the water washes away the evidence of the death and violence that's about to take place.
Wow. That was quite nice.
That's a graphic.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Queen has smuggled a silent pistol in.
No,
we're vetoing that.
Yeah, but the Queen's a queen. Like, she charmed the flight attendant into letting her bring an arm.
I would let her bring one corgi with her.
the queen has an attack corgi. That is all she gets.
First of all, the Queen and Trudeau, they are natural allies.
Yeah.
More so than the last kings.
Yeah, I see that.
But we have the Soviet bloc over here of Bulgaria and Putin. Because, you know, they're going to be feeling some sort of connection with each other. They're going to be allies.
Putin,
they're going to stick together.
Likes dogs. He could not attack the attack corgi. He loves dogs.
Putin would strangle a puppy.
No,
if it benefited him, he would strangle a puppy.
Not even he is that monstrous.
Even he is that monstrous.
No way could you kick a corgi. It's so cute.
Putin can kick a corgi.
No, dogs
put that
are
out
Putin's
there now.
Weaknesses. Trudeau, physical advantage over everyone. There's not a doubt in my mind he could punch anyone else better than anyone else.
We have a fighter pilot who last flew in 2014 in a major air show.
Wow.
The Queen would charm him to death. Okay, even Putin respects and likes royalty. He would trust the Queen until her attack corgi came out from under her dress, bang, ripped off Putin's left leg. Damn it, he's crippled. Air Force boy is overdoing a loop-de-loop up in the sky.
He's just running around his arms.
Right, Air Force boy sees everyone before. He has great eyesight, you see, because you've got to have it.
Yeah, credit.
So he sees everyone a mile away. He gets in the zone a long time before anyone else does. So when the fight starts, he goes straight into it, and bam.
He runs straight into Trudeau's fist. His fist of fury. Boom, boom.
Trudeau can't even get a touch on him. Like, he's such
right
quick
hook.
Reactions. And even if he does get punched, he's used to the G-forces. They don't bother him. He just flies off and gets back up again.
He gets a right hook straight in the temples and he'll just fly off.
Just
and get
a bit
back
of G-force.
Again.
It's fine. He
I think
worry
Putin's going to be slow. So there, you've got time.
And the Queen's not. The old woman is going to
run. The attack corgi's already bitten off his leg. So he's not just slow, he's immobile.
Have you seen how well Putin dealt with that dog that someone gave to him. Like, they gave it to him wrong.
Because he loves it. Dogs.
Okay, either he would strangle a puppy to death because he would do anything, let's face it, it's Putin, or he would charm that dog, and that dog would become Putin's, and then we are fighting with a Putin and Corgi.
The Corgi is more devoted to the Queen than any puppy is to any human being in the world. That Corgi is set on a mission, and that is to bite Putin's leg off, which it has already done. Okay, Putin's now stumbling about in the sand, falling into the sea, trying not to drown. Okay, he's already... Because he can't get himself back up again.
Putin's really short as well, so he'll
drown. Yeah, he's in the waves, trying... He's half drowning already.
I feel ganged up on Max, haven't we?
I think that Trudeau does have the advantage physically over the fighter pilot guy, and probably potentially over Putin as well.
Definitely, he's...
Due to the height. However,
young dude.
I reckon Putin's more swole than Trudeau is.
No, he's not.
And Trudeau is held back by the Queen.
No, the Queen's leading this alliance. She's not dependent. She is on it.
I would say, if Trudeau had to take out one person, he'd take out Putin.
I think Putin's down. Can we say that? Okay. The Corgi's bit his leg off, and Putin's down.
So we now have fighter pilot boy versus the Queen.
And then I think Trudeau, everyone would leave the Queen till last, because she is not seen as a threat.
But attack Corgi has snuck into the waves and comes up behind the fighter pilot.
Well, the fighter pilot's got amazing eyesight. So he sees it.
That's true.
Corgi,
yeah. So attack Corgi is immobilized by a kick to the gut.
So yeah, I would say that Trudeau and Romania, Bulgaria, they'd square up against each other. They'd be pacing in a circle on a dune,
like snorting, like
yeah, yeah. You know, do that cool circling thing you have in movies. Some like background music starts.
Get the guitar.
No. And then in a fight, Putin wins. Putin wins.
Yeah. Wait. No, hang on. Putin's gone. I was so happy for a second there.
In a fight, Trudeau, left, right, good night, finishing smash.
Yeah,
Max,
this is
on you. What do you say?
Yeah, Max, you have the final say.
And what does the Queen do in all of this?
Yeah.
Oh, she's just hanging back. She's waiting to see what happens. Because two people go through. So whoever wins, she's just going to leg it.
The Queen is slowly legging it.
Slowly. So Max, who wins out of Trudeau and Fighter Pilot Boy?
I'm gonna have to go Trudeau. I think both your people have been knocked out.
Oh, that's sad.
The left right goodnight's too strong. Goodbye. Boxing prowess.
Right, we have got our final four. I mean, Peter, over to you, really.
We have our final four. Amidst the bloodshed, the ruin, the desolation, 75% of our contenders have fallen, some with grace, some dignity. Some were bitten off.
Theresa May is still paddling around.
Theresa May is still somehow not dead. And our final four are Trudeau of Canada, the Queen of literally half the world still, Abdullah II of Jordan, and Bolsonaro of Brazil. Will has no one.
Okay, so I have picked the location this time because it's one we've not used yet. Number 10. The island was once inhabited by an ancient and mighty civilization. Where they departed, we not know. But in the Western Peninsula, there remain ruins of great towns, cities and villages. Massive halls and houses inhabit the place, falling into ruin, but still in good condition. There are plenty. It is almost like walking into a town, except a slight air of quietness and eeriness is about. This is not a place for someone who has jumpy nerves. There are a few weapons lying about as well, if your contestant is so able to use them.
I'd like to make an opening statement saying the Queen's at a big disadvantage, saying it's gloomy so it's easy to hide.
Yeah.
Everyone else here can hide. The Queen...
She always wears bright colours.
She's in a pink dress. I've envisioned her in a pink dress. Yeah,
like sparkly pink.
And she's without her attack corgi as well. Who have died at the hands of...
Seen from miles away. Any of the others could run in. I think they wouldn't waste a second. I think the Queen gets her head smashed in.
I
think she probably just gets stabbed and dies instantly. I can't bear her thinking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't die painfully.
An old lady.
Someone jumps out in front of her, surprises her, she has a heart attack.
Yeah, Trudeau tries to allied.
She dies.
I'm really pleased I've got her this far, to be fair. No, yeah, I thought she'd die in the first round. I managed to move her through to the final. The Queen...
And Imran Khan, a professional cricketer, didn't get to him.
Idiot. So it's now down to Bolsonaro, Abdullah and Trudeau.
So, Abdullah is second of Jordan. You know, special forces. Can you keep your bad side? Special forces are pretty damn good. You
also know old and retired.
He's not that old.
Fairly old. 50s is not young.
50, it's not young, but he's still... He can still do stuff, you know. Shut up, Peter. Basically, you know what special forces... Do you know they specialise? Do you know what they are extra good at? Urban environments. What are we in now? An urban environment. He is in his prime.
I wouldn't say special forces are especially good at urban environments. They're sometimes trained for urban environments.
He's still in his element, okay? He has those tactics. He has that knowledge. He's got that training for the environment.
Will, you're impartial. Right. Do you want to give us a situation where they stumble into each other?
So, the Queen has already had a heart attack and is somewhere lying in the street and slowly decomposing. Now, we have... Who do we have left? Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention. So, we have the King of Jordan, who is a special forces. He's sneaking around the houses. He's being very quiet. And... There's, I don't know, we're all in like one, a couple of buildings in like a little, around a little town square. He's in a building. We have Bolsonaro, who's also ex-army, so he's sitting in a building with some grey paint on his face or something. And Trudeau, ever the boxer, is standing out in the open with his fists up.
Yeah, I see that.
Ready to take someone on. Now everyone sees Trudeau, but Trudeau doesn't see anyone else. This is the scenario we are setting.
I'd like to bring in a factor regarding Bolsonaro's army army background, in that he was in field artillery, which didn't sound like much, and parachutists. Parachutists...
They are two very different units.
...are pretty tough guys. Like, in Brazil, admittedly, not seen active service, but to be a parachutist, you've got to be tough. You've got to be made of tough stuff.
What I'd say, though, is that parachutists are a lot like sort of not quite as good special forces, because special forces tend to be stronger.
But I would say that King Abdullah, as a serving king, would have let himself go a fair amount. That's unavoidable. He'll have had to spend a lot of time sedentary. Like I say, stabbed, made an immediate recovery, which suggests that he's in pretty good condition.
He wasn't stabbed very well.
That's true.
Stabbed with a spoon or something.
I'm also going to say that I'm also pretty sure, I'm not sure whether Abdullah was an active member of the special forces.
Yeah,
he was the head of it.
He was in West Germany, which suggests he was sort of sitting around in garrison.
Yeah, like he was the head of it, but I don't know whether he was actually like a...
I'd like to bring your attention to a picture I found of this attractive man.
So for all the listeners at home, it is a picture of Trudeau with his shirt off, looking...
This was before his charity boxing mask against another politician, which he won, I'll stress again. Looking swole, looking toned.
But Bolsonaro has picked up quite
this a few... is who he beat. This is the this guy is the person he beat is definitely.
See, the other guy actually looks like a boxer,
and this is who he beat.
Great audio here, guys. Well
yeah,
done.
Exactly.
Keep it
so picture. So the guy he beat, he's the squarest jaw you can imagine, long hair and massive guns. He looks like he could like pick up a small elephant and throw it.
But Bolsonaro's picked up quite a few tools from a garden shed, as well as some old swords, which he's found in a. Convenient
you can't
backpack.
Say what you... Well,
yeah. I set the scene allowing weapons, okay? Right? He runs in, hacks off Trudeau's hand, stabs him in the gut and runs out again. And because Trudeau's not Bolsonaro, Trudeau is now bleeding to death in the city square.
I don't know if you can just say that.
I have an edit I need to make. Peter, earlier I said that my person might be around the same height as your person. He's not. He's about the same height as Putin. I think he's a bit shorter than Putin.
Which is this? Which was in this?
In the first one, Abdullah against someone that you had. And I was like, our height won't be a massive impact, but he is like the same height as Putin. So he's a short guy.
This is upsetting me because he's all my people are like 180 plus.
You wanted to go for Mark Rutte just because he's 6'2". Prime Minister in the Netherlands.
Okay, well, if we're just making this up, my guy finds that mystery box in Call of Duty.
No. It's realistic in the ruins of an ancient civilization to find a couple of swords and some garden tools, okay? That is what I'm using.
I feel like the sword's too much. He's got a spade. That's what he's carrying.
Can I have a spear?
No.
You don't find a spear in somebody's house.
You can have a spade.
He's had a spade, he hit Trudeau in the head hard, and he's run off again.
Could Trudeau run away?
Trudeau is fast. Trudeau is faster than anyone else.
Yeah, but Bolsonaro is probably also... Trudeau's just standing there, like, fist cuffs up, he's probably not looking around that much.
I don't think Bolsonaro is exactly stealthy. I don't think that he's sneaking his way around.
He's wearing a big Brazilian yellow-green sash.
Field artillery, like blowing things up. He's probably
Yeah, but he's also a parachuter, which suggests he's quite good at being stealthy.
Well, he's quite good at jumping out of planes.
That's not Yeah, but you parachutes are generally parachutes are covert operators. You drop into behind enemy lines, and your aim is to move around.
I just hope that no one sees you slowly descend on this massive pavilion of silk.
You know you can have black parachutes, so they blend in with the sky, the night sky, which is when they're most often dropped because their aim is to disrupt enemy communications without being caught.
Fair enough.
Oh dear.
Max, what are you doing here?
While this is all going on, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know. He's just waiting here. He's getting a grip of the whole situation before he makes a move. Because as a I assume he's good at tactics, head of special forces, he just wants to get a good grip on the situation. So he's just waiting to see what happens.
So it's a Trudeau Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro attempts hit and run, as is the Brazilian way.
Okay. First Argentina, now Brazil. We're not going to go to South America.
We already had the president of I think we insulted Suriname a bit back there.
So it's a hit and run. Trudeau's very polite. He'll probably forgive him. However,
while he's like
Trudeau
lying
has
on the
a
floor.
Weapon of his own, a jawline that is so sharp it can cut rock.
So what you're saying is Bolsonaro's hit the spade really hard on the temples. Okay, and then he runs it down Trudeau's chin as he's falling unconscious and it splits.
Yeah, I'd say.
So Trudeau now unconscious on the square floor, but Bolsonaro doesn't have anything to finish him off with.
Yes, okay. And in the meantime, in the next house over, there is a special forces.
Yeah.
Can we stress a very ex, like, ground personnel special forces?
Potentially not special forces, but definitely ex
army. Potentially not special forces?
Wait, what?
That's what I said earlier.
He's like, only here on special forces.
No, head of special forces.
Head of special forces.
And ex army.
That's
person.
Completely different.
I did just clarify this.
So he's a soldier like Bolsonaro.
However, a soldier.
And
he
also not served properly.
A soldier who will have had neither is Bolsonaro.
He's a captain in the parachuters. Okay,
he was a brigadier.
He's just that means he's nowhere near combat.
No, he did these things called ranking up.
Yeah, because he's a prince. Okay, if you go to the British Army and say I'm a prince, can you give me a decent rank? They will.
Right. Okay. Let me just get up exactly what he did in the army, because well researched here.
Well, I don't want Theo to win, so...
I got the queen to this stage,
so
I'm
fairly
happy.
Fairly sure at this point, Trudeau, if he's unconscious, he's not going back up.
No. I mean, unless he does a
Okay, so he was a lieutenant in the army, and then, you know, right, so he was first lieutenant, then he was assistant commander, then platoon commander, you know.
So basically, probably the Middle Eastern prince, he got the plum jobs.
But, you know, as a platoon commander, you're good at commanding small areas, commanding your fire team, I'm butchering the...
Bolsonaro was a captain, which suggests he's been through all the same ranks.
All I'm saying is, so he has all this rank experience, he's got multiple roles, which means he has knowledge of tactics, he's got knowledge of situational awareness, and he was in the army, so he has the, you know, physical training for combat. So while Bolsonaro is distracted, trying to finish Trudeau off, in comes King Abdullah, finishing him, and so Jordan now win the world.
No, Bolsonaro's too tough for that. He's too stout. He is going to hit Abdullah hard.
Okay, no, what has happened in this situation, Trudeau is unconscious on the floor. He is not getting up.
Yeah.
He is pretty much out of this. He will eventually, I don't know, bleed to death, or his draw line will cut him in half or something, I don't know. And now Bolsonaro has been smacked in the back of the head but is still conscious by King Abdullah, and now they're in a fist fight, but Bolsonaro is injured and they have no weapons.
But Bolsonaro's also probably more capable of the fist fight.
I don't think Bolsonaro's that agile.
King
Abdullah has low centre of gravity, easy to dodge. Easy to dodge.
He also spent most of his time as a desk officer, where Bolsonaro is far more likely to have been out on training missions, on war games, and maybe on a little bit of active deployment in civil, you know, something when the military drafted into civil roles.
He was not a desk officer. He was a platoon commander.
Look, think about it realistically. Would they have put him anywhere near frontline combat?
I mean, Prince Harry? He was in the army? He wasn't frontline combat, but he was definitely there.
Okay. Would a Middle Eastern king send his firstborn son to go near frontline combat? William wasn't.
For Bolsonaro, instance. No, Brazil were never involved in frontline combat in the period that Bolsonaro
no,
was in
he,
the army.
Again,
so
he would have had a much more active role than Abdullah.
No, either way, they both have the same military experience because it would
this
all be practice and war games.
No,
both of you, shush. This is quite a different one to Splick. Peter, what do you think?
They were the finalists, to be fair.
I think, Max has defended his point well. You both made good points. I think Max has got low center of gravity. I think that might help in an urban environment.
Especially since Bolsonaro is...
Bolsonaro's not tall. Have you seen him?
No, but he doesn't seem like a quick guy. He's not agile.
I wouldn't say your man,
he doesn't have fists of fury.
Neither does your guy.
I've seen picture of King Abdullah of Jordan. It's him walking out of desert fatigues of like a military plane.
The first picture on Google Images.
Awesome.
Or the second picture is him in like full
military.
You're
saying he looks like Tony Stark and Iron Man, and that's your decision?
Pretty much. I don't know. I think rock, paper, scissors maybe.
Bolsonaro is 185, which is a good height. He's got the reach, but he's also not so high he can be tripping over himself.
I think it was rock, paper, scissors, because Bolsonaro's injured.
Yeah, Bolsonaro's injured.
Rock, paper, scissors.
He's tired himself out from fighting everyone.
That's as good a settlement as I'll get. Okay.
No, but have you seen that guy?
Have you? No, look.
Look
at that. That is the sign of someone who's got far too many medals.
Yeah, do you want to know how he got those medals? Tactics.
Look at that.
Combat, by the caption, Jordan King combat military uniform picture real fake.
It is, but if we ignore the real fake bit.
Right, okay, come on, we'll do rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors, rock. Rock, paper, scissors, rock. Ah, no,
easy win. King Abdullah of Jordan is the winner. So, the battle rages on. These two titans of the leadership world face each other. Blow after blows exchanged. Dodge, parry, block, counterblow, feint. Up, high, low, sideways. And in the end, the King of Jordan is knocked down. It looks like it's all over. He scrabbles behind him, his hand grabs on a rock. In a deadly arc, it hits Bolsonaro's forehead, his temple, partially crushing it. The Brazilian crumples. He looks up into King of Jordan's eyes and says, Onde esta mina, metanfeta cristalina.
What does that translate to?
Where is the crystal meth? And thus ends this Battle of the Titans.
Thank you very much for listening to this 15th episode of Poorly Informed. We hope you've had as much fun as we have. Thank you very much, Peter, for hosting. That was really good. If you thought we missed out any world leaders, if you thought our decisions were stupid, you can get in touch with us at Twitter at @poorly_informed, @informed_poorly even, or email us at poorlyinformeddiscussion @gmail.com, or comment on Podbean or on Apple. We're going to try and do a bit more work on our logo and our branding over the next few weeks, try and update things a bit if possible. So if you have any thoughts on that, is some of our content and our branding not very good, you need to let us know if you want any improvements on that. But thank you very much for listening. Have a great, hope you enjoyed this episode, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Good night.
Good morning.
Good evening.
No, I said good evening.
Oh, good day.
Well,
Dutch pronunciation is
pronunciation.
The Dutch pronunciation.